Hi there, this is Harry, and welcome back to Advanced English Classes with Harry. Yep, and of course, if any of you out there want to have one-to-one lessons to prepare for that all-important job interview, or indeed, if you just want to improve your general conversational English or your business English, well, why don't you come along? We'll assess you. We can have a free trial lesson. I'll give you the free trial lesson myself, and then we'll try and match you up with the most appropriate teacher to help you with your goals. Okay, enough of that. So, what have we got for you today? Well, in the advanced class today, we're looking at English speaking, and in particular, we're going to look at useful phrases that you can use for giving advice. Okay, so we have 12 of them. Yeah, 12 useful phrases for giving advice. Whether you want to or you insist on giving the particular advice, these are some phrases that you can use. I'll go through them, and then I'll give you some examples, and then we can pick up on them again. And at the end, I'll give you our contact details if you wish to get in contact with us. So, all useful phrases in how you can offer or give advice to somebody. So, let's give you a few examples. They're not so difficult. Problem will be trying to remember them all. And as I always say, it's going to be impossible to remember them all. And the only way to remember any of them is to practice. So, why don't you try practicing them with a friend next time he or she asks for, or you want to offer advice, try and use some of these expressions. So let's look at the first one. Isn't it about time? Well, famous one for parents. Isn't it about time you got a haircut? Isn't it about time you got into some study? Those exams are only a few weeks away. It's almost the end of term. You'll have a lot of work to catch up on. Isn't it about time you did something? Isn't it about time you went to bed? You've been up half the night and you've been playing those computer games and you've got school tomorrow. So, classic expression for parents. Isn't it about time? Have you thought about the possibility of going away to university, away from this city, start again, go somewhere new, a new beginning? Have you thought about the possibility of working during the summer, getting some money together so that you can support yourself in the next term? Have you thought about the possibility of changing your course? Perhaps this one doesn't really suit you. You've failed a couple of exams and it seems to be a little bit of a struggle. And you know, it's no harm in changing. You're young. You can start again. You'll be 23, 24 when you finish the course. So what, whether you're 23 or 24, it's not going to make a big difference. So have you thought about the possibility of changing something, of doing this, of going here? The sooner you do something, the better. The sooner you get down to doing some work, the better. The sooner you contact those people, the better. Then it's not going to fix itself. So this might be a situation in work when you're trying to give some advice to a younger member of staff. The sooner you call the client, the better. Explain to him what happened. He'll understand. Things happen, mistakes happen, problems happen. We can get it sorted. It's not the end of the world. So the sooner you call him, the better. So, you know, when you do your to-do list, I do one every day. I have my little list of 5 or 6 or 10, whatever they happen to be. And the sooner you do the more difficult jobs on your to-do list, the better. You feel much better. The sooner you get those done, then it's easier to do the rest. So the sooner you start, the better you will feel. The sooner you start on the diet, the better you will feel long term. The sooner you start that new course of exercises, the better your back will feel. So you go to the doctor and he tells you you really need to get those muscles in shape. So you go to the gym and you get the workout from the personal trainer. And like everybody, he will tell you, the sooner you start, the better. So let's start today. Let's not waste any more time. Do it today, yeah. Tomorrow, the next day, you're going to feel a little bit stiff. That always happens. But you know, when you get used to it, you will feel better. So the sooner you start, the better. Yeah, the sooner you do this, the better. Next, you might as well. And it's said with a little bit of an exclamation. You might as well. Yeah. What's the alternative? If this doesn't work, well, you just have to do something else. You might as well get the bus because it looks as if the car isn't going to start today. You might as well walk because it's only 20 minutes. It's a bit of exercise. You might as well come home now because it looks as if your friends aren't going to turn up. So you're giving somebody that advice. So you might as well, okay? we might as well go to bed because there doesn't seem to be anything interesting on TV. That movie doesn't look so good, and I'm not really so keen on watching it to 1 o'clock and finding out that it's actually rubbish. So we might as well go to bed. You might as well do this. So you're telling somebody that they really don't have, or it doesn't look as if they have any other choice. You might as well. So if you're deciding what to do for holidays, we might as well just go down the country for a few days. You know, the airport these days really, really busy. Seems to be huge, huge queues since this COVID ended. Might as well just stay local. The weather seems to be really, really good. We'll drive down to the country, get a chance to walk in the countryside. We haven't done it for ages, so we might as well. Your only option is to. Well, when you give this sort of advice, it appears as if there's no alternative. Your only option is to go to the boss and tell him that you made a mistake. What's he going to do? He's not going to fire you. You know, it's not that serious, but your only option, because if he finds out later on and you didn't tell him, well, of course, then the problem is going to be that much worse. Your only option is go to the teacher and tell her you lost the book. Yeah, she lent you the book. You can't find it. You must have left it on the park bench, or you must have left it on the table at school and somebody's taken it. So your only option is to hold up your hands, apologize, say, yeah, it was my fault. That's your only option. Well, if you ask me, your only option is to go to the doctor. Tell him you haven't been feeling well. Tell him the symptoms. Don't be worried about it. I mean, it could be nothing, but you might just need a bit of rest, or you might need a little bit of medication or something like that. So I think your only option to understand what's happening is to go and see the doctor. Otherwise, you're just going to drive yourself and myself mad. Is it this? Is it that? Looking up Google, you know, it's no way to self-medicate. Okay, so your only option is to go make a appointment with the doctor. It'll be fine. Everything will be okay. When you have no alternative, well, you have no choice but. Okay, so you're wanting to know what you do. You've been looking out the window and you see somebody behaving a bit strangely. Well, I think you have no choice but to call the police. You know, that's not normal. That's not natural. Why would somebody be climbing over the wall when they can knock on the door? Yeah? So your only option is to call the police. You have no choice but to call the police. It might be in your interests too. Well, when can we use this? When we're giving advice to somebody, it might be in your interest to do a pre-course before you start the new course. It seems to me to be a lot involved. So if you spent a couple of weeks doing a little bit of pre-study, it might make things a little bit more interesting or a little bit easier for you. It might be in your interest to let them know that you want this job. You know, there's a vacancy in your department and you're wanting to know whether they will offer it to you. But if you don't let them know that you're interested, how are they supposed to know? So it might be in your interest, it might be to your advantage to let them know that you would really like to be considered for that particular position. Okay? So when you say it, it might be in your interest too. There's an advantage. There's a definite advantage for you in letting somebody know that, yeah, you really would like to be considered. So it might be in your interests to do this. It might be in your interest to take a few days off. Yeah, why don't you relax a little bit? You've been working very hard recently. That work you did over the winter was really, really difficult. So, you know, take a few days off, take a break, and you'll feel a lot better. So it might be in your interest just to chill out. You might want to call him. You might want to do something else. So say when you give advice, you might want to, it means you think that the person might like to do or take a certain action. You might want to call him and tell him you're going to be late. I think the traffic is really, really heavy. So if you don't call him, he might leave. So, you know, you don't want him to leave before you get there. So you might want to call him. You might want to call in to the supermarket on the way home and pick up a few pieces of food because there's nothing really in the fridge. And if we're going to stay in tonight, then we'll need to eat. So we'll need to cook something. So you might want to call into the supermarket. Okay, yeah, good. What will I get? So they give you the list and you call in to the supermarket on the way home. You might want to consider taking a holiday in July. That new project is going to start in August and you won't have any time to take holidays then. So you might want to consider taking your annual holidays in July, and that way you'll be really refreshed when it comes around to this new project, this new assignment that you're going to have. You might want to consider taking an extra year and in university. This is really getting on top of you. You've failed a couple of exams and you might want to consider repeating year two or year three, just so you get really on top of it and you're not putting yourself under undue pressure to complete the course in the 4 years. 4 or 5 years, it doesn't really make any difference. So you might want to consider doing this, or you might want to consider doing that. Make sure you do, or make sure you don't. Make sure you turn off the lights when you leave the house. Make sure you don't leave on the lights before you leave the house. Make sure you let the dog out in the morning. Or make sure you don't leave the dog in the house all day without taking him for a walk. So, bit of advice. Make sure you feed the goldfish only once a week. Make sure you don't forget to feed the goldfish while I'm away. Okay? So to make sure you do, or make sure you don't. It's the same meaning, but just in a slightly different way. One in the positive, one in the negative, giving somebody advice. Make sure you take those tablets. It says on the packet 2 a day with meals. Make sure you don't take too many, or make sure you don't forget to take them. Again, the same instruction, the same advice. Something is worth a try. Well, we use this expression about advice when, well, what harm can it do? So it's worth a try. It mightn't work, it mightn't succeed, but you know what? If you don't try, you won't know. So anything and everything is worth a try. Do you think they'll still have some of those jackets that I was looking at? I looked at one last week. Should go in and see. It's worth a try. Well, why don't you check it on the internet? First of all, you might see it, or they might tell you it's sold out. So it's worth a try. So when you want something and you're not quite sure, well, the advice you can give somebody, yeah, it's worth a try. If you don't succeed, what have you lost? If you don't try, you'll never, never know. It's worth a try. It might be a good idea too. Well, it might be a good idea to think about it before you do it. Okay, so sit back. Remember the last time you did something without really thinking about it and you made a big mistake. So it might be a good idea to think this over before you apply. You've got a few days left. I don't think the closing date for applications is until next week. So don't rush into it and do it immediately. It might be a good idea maybe to talk to your professor, to talk to your teacher. So it would be a good idea to check things out. It would be a good idea to do a little bit of investigation. It would be a good idea to do a little bit of research. Check it out, see what other people think. Yeah, it might be a good idea to check out the reviews on the internet. It might be a good idea to check out whether this place is as good as they say it is, as good as the advertisements. It looks wonderful in the pictures, but you know what pictures can do? They can airbrush them. So why don't we check it out online, see what the reviews are like before we book the hotel, before we book the holiday, because we don't want to get there and find out it's not what we had expected. Okay, so it might be a good idea to do something. And then finally, just simply, how about? That's a great way to start a bit of advice. How about going out for a meal tonight? How about going away for a few days, just the two of us, the kids are away? How about getting those bicycles out of the garage, cleaning them off and going for a cycle? How about joining the gym? We keep promising we're going to do it. So whatever it is, we can give advice by just simply saying, how about? Okay, and it introduces you to everything. Very, very open, very gentle, very easy, very informal way for you to offer advice to somebody. How about improving our English? Why don't we join one of those courses? How about joining a book club? Yeah, we love reading and it'd be a nice idea, a good way to meet some new neighbors, some new friends. It might be interesting to see a few new faces. How about? Okay, so all interesting ways in which you can give some nice advice, wholehearted advice, friendly advice, personal advice to somebody that you know and hold dear to your heart. So let me give them to you again. Isn't it about time you did something? Have you thought about the possibility of going away? The sooner you do it, the better it will be. You might as well, because it looks as if there's no other alternative. You might as well. Your only option is to put your hands up and admit to it. You made a mistake. Your only option is. You have no choice but to go with it. It might be in your interests, or indeed it might be in your best interests, to do this. You might want to consider reapplying. You might want to consider doing your driving test sooner rather than later. You might want to. Make sure you do, or make sure you don't. Make sure you switch off the lights. Make sure you don't forget to switch off the lights. The sooner you start, the better. The sooner you do something, the better you will feel. It's worth a try. Yeah, everything is worth a try. Who knows? You might be successful. It's worth a try. It might be a good idea to reconsider. It might be a good idea to think it carefully. It might be a good idea to do some research. It might be a good idea to. And then finally, just simply, how about? How about this? How about this or that? How about going here? How about going there? Okay, so how about? So all ways of using expressions to give advice. So this is all about English speaking, all about useful ways that you can offer advice to friend or family or whoever it might be. Okay, so as I said before, and in all the other classes we've had, practice a few of them. Try and use a few of them today, tomorrow with your friends. You don't have to remember them all. Some of them can be a little bit confusing at first, but just keep practicing. And anytime you're asked for advice, try and use one or two of them. And if you have any problems, well, then you can contact me at www.englishlessonviaskype.com. If you need some more examples, I'd gladly give them to you. If you have some ideas or something that you want me to include in future advanced classes, then let me know. As always, I really appreciate you listening. I really appreciate you watching. And I really, really will appreciate it if you can like us and we can get to do more and more of these classes for you. As always, join me again soon.